98-year-old Tony Pyatt is making the same journey he took 70 years ago across the English Channel. Then he was part of the biggest seaborne invasion ever launched. 7,000 ships set sail from Britain on June 6, 1944, to take back Nazi-occupied France.
I sat on the deck of this Liberty ship, reading a book, without a care in the world, except that a few bombs were coming over and from German planes, but didn't hit us. It's difficult to recall. I wasn't frightened, but on the other hand, I wasn't doing any heroics either. We just had to accept it.
In the eyes of many, Europe owes its freedom to veterans like Pyatt. Within 12 months of them wading ashore, Nazi Germany was on its knees.
We used to sleep in holes in the ground. We used to sleep inside the tanks sometimes. I had a jeep. As signals officer, I had a jeep, and I used that jeep all the way from Aramanche to Berlin.
Further west from Aramanche, U.S. forces took command of the Utah and Omaha beaches. Thousands of young men waded on shore from landing craft amid a storm of German artillery and gunfire. For the generations that followed, those images are seared in the mind through history books and movies. For the veterans, a return to Normandy brings back vivid personal memories. 92-year-old George Schenkel was a communications corporal in the U.S. 82nd Airborne Division. On D-Day, he jumped into Normandy with the 508th Parachute Infantry Regiment. He's returned to visit the U.S. cemetery above Omaha Beach.
I will never forget the words of Dwight Eisenhower. The eyes of the world are on you. Now, even today, this makes shivers run up and down my spine that all of a sudden you were important to everyone in the world.
For the thousands of people visiting this cemetery, it is a chance at collective reflection on the huge loss of life. For many of the veterans, it is a chance to mourn brothers in arms who died in these very fields 70 years ago.
Clifford Alexander.
Bill Byers from Oklahoma was with the 300th Combat Engineers. It's the first time he's been back to Normandy since coming ashore in 1944. He's come to pay his respects to a friend. Clifford Alexander was aboard a ship off Omaha Beach that was sunk by enemy fire. His body was never recovered.
To me, it's just something that happened, you know, and we have never talked about it. I did see his wife and told her that what had happened, and she said, "Well, he's still alive somewhere." You know, she wouldn't take the hint that he was gone.
6,000 Americans lost their lives that day, alongside 4,300 British and Canadian soldiers. German losses are estimated at up to 9,000. Most of the veterans are now in their ninth decade or older. Many say this will be their final visit to the beaches that still bear the scars of war, to the battlefields where so many of their comrades fell. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Omaha Beach, Normandy, France.